when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again, ladies and gentlemen. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. Got a fresh stack of records to play, like I do every week, including some records I haven't seen for a long, long time. They've been in the bottom of the stack, I think, so maybe we'll mix it up a little bit this week, huh? See how things work out. It's another beautiful sunshiny day here in northern Minnesota. Let's start out with Walt Cieslik and the Musical Ambassadors. Here's the Happy Hearts Polka.
Happiness is something that we all need by the hour. It starts with deep inside your heart for you, someone you love. So if you're not as happy as you feel you ought to be, find yourself someone to love and have a heart like me. Happy and I wouldn't even deny. Just find someone who live for and who love and then you'll see why I've got this happy heart inside of me. Smiles know me coming yet, how many times it's true. A person wears a crown cause it's a habit to be blue. Sometimes it takes convincing and life can't be all that bad. Just take a look around you and you won't feel quite so sad. I've got a happy heart, I feel inside like I could almost lie. I think of someone shabby and I wouldn't even die. Just find someone to live for and to love and then you'll see why I've got this happy heart inside of me.
Hey, Garrett, nothing like having a happy heart, which reminds me, my grandson started first grade this week, and we were all wondering how that would work out, you know, because first grade's a big step, man. It's almost like the jump from high school to college, kindergarten to first grade, and all went well. And later in the day, I don't remember what we were talking about or what precipitated the comment, but he said, "Grandpa, I love life." And I thought, wow, that's pretty good coming out of a first grader. So let's get the week rolling on a happy note that way, shall we, huh? Dick Metko and the boys over here on turntable number one. It's Oh, Golly Gosh.
Go away with you and stay forever. Oh, God.
out there, Dick Metko and the boys here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. And, oh golly gosh, I can't remember the last time I heard that record, man. That one has been a long, long time. Anyway, how the heck you doing here? It's another week of stuff going on. We've made the transition kind of into fall, I guess, past Labor Day and everything. You know, summer technically doesn't end till the 22nd of this month, but that's when autumn begins, or fall, or pre-winter, as we call it here in northern Minnesota. But anyway, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum for a minute, shall we? Yes, I believe we shall, because you could still visit them in person or online. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. And 1,400 accordions in one place. That's got to be some kind of a record. I don't know what the Guinness World Record on that is. But I know that over the past week, a record was set for the most people cannonballing into a swimming pool at the same time. I think it was 295 people did it at a resort in Belgium, set a new record. And there was also a guy from Idaho set a record smashing the most water balloons under his armpits in a minute. I'm trying to remember, was it 26? I don't know. There's a record for everything. There's got to be a record for how many accordions you can put in one building. And I'm sure there is no doubt in my mind that the World of Accordions Museum would be the winner. Check them out online. Find out more. It's a groovy place to visit. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, of course. Right at the tip of the lake there, ready for a run up the North Shore to take in all the sights and sounds. Well, check them out. worldofaccordions.org. All right. There's Johnny Dino and his orchestra. It's the Tijuana Tumble. But there you have it there, Johnny Dino and the orchestra. That's a great name, Johnny Dino and the orchestra. The Tijuana Tumble here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Feels like it should be performed by the Tijuana Brass. Remember those guys? Herb Albert, the Tijuana Brass. You betcha. All right, let's do one from Don Peachy. Haven't heard from Don in a while. Don Peachy here. Janie is doing the singing. It's 1, 2, 3 for you, my love.
Love.
There you go, Don Peachy and the orchestra. Janie is singing on that one, and 1, 2, 3 for you, my love. Ah, sounds so romantic, doesn't it? Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. You know, this sort of silliness does happen every week here on the show. Yeah, it's true. Wherever you happen to be listening at the moment, whether you're listening to a radio station, maybe you're listening to a webcast or a podcast or a low-power station, college station, wherever it might be. About this same time every week, you could expect all this kind of insanity to occur. And, by the way, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever, you can get in touch with me many different ways to do that in modern times, of course. You may leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. Again, that's area code 218-259-2985. Back in the olden days, they had toll-free 800 numbers. You don't really need that anymore because if you got a cell phone, it doesn't matter. And most people, if you got a landline still, it's got some kind of weird little long-distance package in there that doesn't cost you any extra. It's weird. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That's easy. All small letters, all jammed together. oompahour@aol.com. Or you can take a shot at Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And I try to look at that every so often. Not the most reliable way, but you can try it if you want. All right. Let's do one from Marion Lush, shall we? There you have it there. little Marion Lush here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, along with the musical stars, of course, and the Polish Annie Polka. You're in tune to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I always wonder if it's proper to say you're in tune. If you're listening on a computer or a stream or something, you didn't tune it in. If you're listening on a radio that was made in the last 40 years, you probably didn't turn a knob and tune it in. You probably punched it in with some little buttons, probably. I don't know, but anyway, thanks for tuning in, even if you didn't tune it, you know. Ted Bonk and the orchestra here is at the fair, which reminds me, we just had the fair. It seems to be state and county fair time. Well, I guess that wrapped up now that school started. But like the last half of August, it gets real heavy duty into the fair season. My wife, my daughter, and my grandson actually went to the Minnesota State Fair. Apparently, a good time was had by all. I can't take the stress, man, as too many people in one place. That stuff keeps growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and the next thing you know, it's one giant blob of humanity shoving Pronto Pups and mini donuts in their orifices. It's just yucky. So I skipped that deal, but then we had our own little fair, county fair up here, and that was way better. I'm telling you, for one thing, there's a lot less tar and a lot more grass, so it's a lot more comfortable to walk around all day. You betcha. Anyway, here's Ted Bonk and the orchestra and At the Fair. And there you go. That's At the Fair. That's Ted Bonk and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. For those of you following the story, I believe last week I mentioned that sitting in the driveway in the backyard there is 1953 Mercury with 351 Windsor out of a 71 Mustang in it. And it's been parked there for the last month because it needs a starter. And the car has been lowered, which I'm not happy about. That's just the way it was when we got it. So it rides real low to the ground, and my big floor jack won't even fit under the frame. And my other jacks won't lift it high enough to get under it to replace the starter. And my daughter had a friend who promised repeatedly he would take care of it. And now it's been over a month, and he still hasn't done it. So now I got a new plan, ladies and gentlemen. And if I'm not here next week, it's because I got squashed by a 53 Mercury, okay? Because I have my dad's 51 Buick, which is not drivable, by the way. But it has a 1951 Buick bumper jack in it. And I used that jack to get that Buick high enough to get the whole car up on jack stands, high enough that I could work under it for like a year. And I'm betting I can use that same bumper jack to get the front end of the Mercury high enough to get the jack stands out of the frame where I want them. We'll see. I'm waiting for a burst of ambition. And you know, that could be next year sometime. We'll see how it works out. I'll keep you posted, though, because I know I mentioned it last week, and I thought, you know, there's probably some car nuts out there that want to know what the status is on that. So that's the status. Still in the backyard. It's been rained on a lot, though. It's the cleanest it's ever been. Ah, here's the Roman Rezac Orchestra. It's the Good Morning Polka. All right, there you have it there, the Roman Rezac Orchestra and the Good Morning Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Every week, I play records, and you get to listen to them. It's kind of like having a human jukebox, except you don't have to, like, put in quarters or anything like that. I have been working on finding our 78 of the week. I think I got that picked out here. Got the Harmony Bells Orchestra and an old Dana Records 78. I got to pick a waltz yet. We always try to have a waltz in every show, so I'm working on that, so stand by. Now we have what I like to call the mystery record. It's a Johnny Hesney record. I hope I say that right. H-Y-Z-N-Y. Could be Heisney, couldn't it? Yeah, I don't know. Johnny and his music makers, anyway. And the label on the 45 has absolutely no printing on it. It's a yellow-labeled record. There's no printing on it. And I know it's Johnny because the other side of the record has a label on it. And I think every time the record comes around in the pile, I play the side that has the name of the song on it. And this time I thought, no, we're going to play the side that doesn't have any printing on it. It's not like the label fell off or anything. It's like whatever happened, the label didn't get any words printed on it at all. And I'm calling it the Please Come Back to Me Polka. Because I listened to him singing and I thought, yeah, that seems like it might be the name of the song. So until I hear different, this is Johnny Hesney and his music makers, and it's the Please Come Back to Me Polka.
Please come back to me. much I loved you. Until the day you said goodbye, I never knew how much I missed you. How many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be. For now I know how much I loved you. For darling, please come back to me. I loved you until the day you said goodbye. I never knew how much I missed you. How many lonely nights I cried. If I had one more chance to tell you how lucky I would be. For now I know how much I love you. So darling, please come back to me.
All right, there you go. I'm calling that the comeback to me. Polka, please come back to me. I don't know. Johnny Hesney and his music makers, that record has no words on the label. It's got a nice yellow label on it, but there's no words printed on it, which is why it's on the JJ label, too. Lil Wally's gig. I don't know what happened. Somebody in the label department screwed up and one snuck by him without getting printed on. Anyway, I'm going to get our 78 of the week set up here. Now, while I'm doing that, you can listen to the Al Denny Orchestra with the Polish Sweetheart Polka. Wow, and that one's over, that one's over. That seemed awfully short, didn't it? The Polish Sweetheart Polka, that's the Al Denny Orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, where sometimes confusion reigns supreme, like right there. I was expecting a lot more song. Anyway, I guess it went all the way. Time goes fast. You know, they say the older you get, the faster time goes. The older you get, the shorter the records seem. Hey, I got a Harmony Bells Orchestra going back to the 40s. Good old Shellac 78. Here's the Purple Cow Polka. I tell you, you would never know that was a 78, man. That is a good-sounding old 78 there. There you have the Purple Cow Polka from the Harmony Bells Orchestra. Here, see? That's proof that it's a 78. That's a lead-out groove going around a mile a minute on that one. Anyway, you're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I'm still looking for a waltz for us. In the meantime, here are the Dinah Dukes and the Down Home Polka.
Soldier traveling around the land may see a lot of sights. He might walk through the forest or see the city lights. He may travel around the world, but no matter where he'd roam, I think the place he'd rather be is right inside his home. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me. Family life is hard at times, like pebbles in the sand. A family might break up and move across the land, but if they think it over, I'm sure they will agree. There's much more love in family life, and that's where they should be. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me.
There you have it there, Dinah Dukes and the Down Home Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. How the heck you doing out there anyway? Now I got to figure out where this record came from. Where does the next record go? Mass Confusion reigns supreme here on the Oompa Hour. Glad you're along for another show anyway. I have the Ray Krennic Orchestra to provide our official waltz of the week. Sometimes we have more than one waltz, which means we have the official waltz plus like the bonus waltz. But we only have one so far this week on Hummingbird Records. I'm pretty sure this is the only 45 on Hummingbird Records that I have out of these thousands of records. And not only that, there's no information on the record company or where they're at or anything on here. But it is the Ray Krennic Orchestra, my Dreamboat Waltz. That is the Ray Krennic Orchestra. That's my Dreamboat Waltz. Hummingbird Records here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another round of all this silliness as I sit here with a stack of old-time records and I play them at you. That's what I'm doing. I'm playing them at you. You're there and the sound is coming at you. I have Dick's Polka Plus One by Die Polka Meister. Really, it's what it says on the record. There, Dick's Polka Plus One. That is Die Polka Meister. You have to say it like that or it doesn't come out right. Here on Tim Zupa Hour, your old time oldie show. Got to be careful playing that record. The edge of the record's got like it got hot. It got a little warp right at the very edge. But if I get it going real careful, like I just did there, I can pull off spinning it for you. Let's do something patriotic, shall we? I know I did back on 4th of July. We just had the Labor Day holiday, of course. And, of course, this record didn't come around when it was 4th of July time. I had some good patriotic record. I don't remember what it was. But I got Happy Louie. And there's the Star Spangled Banner, you know.
To Washington and Mary, and name Hale and Colin Kelly too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving over the land of heroes brave and true. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. And great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Murray, and name Hale and Colin Kelly too.
Friday somewhere, waving over the land of heroes brave and true.
Louie here on Tim's Hoompa Hour and your old-time oldies show for another week. I think we're probably going to end a couple more records in the show this week, I think. Whoopi John coming up. Myron Florin is standing by, too. So stick around for those.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, well, I told you we'd have some Whoopi John coming up. Let's see what we've got going here. We have the West Wind Polka. It's Whoopi and the orchestra. Whoopi John, that was probably obvious, huh? Can he fit in two more records? Ooh, I'm not sure. I'll see what I can do. Here's Myron Florin on the accordion, which happens to be the name of the song.
Thank you.
There you go. He's showing off Myron Florin on the accordion here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. I think if I don't dawdle, I can squeak in this quick Ray Henry and the Orchestra record. And I hope it's not true. It's the Rain, Rain Polka. There you go, Ray Henry and the orchestra there, and the Rain, Rain Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. That is your old-time oldies show. I'm glad I was able to squeak in an extra song this week, and I can add that one to the done stack, and it gives me more room to stack up records for next week, because you know as well as I do, this is going to happen again, right?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications,
musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again in another week. In the meantime, say it with me. Stay happy, everybody!